Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your unchained couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, December 31st, 2012.
And this is episode 88.
Woohoo!
And it is, as you heard, it is New Year's Eve. It is less than, on the East Coast, less than 6 hours until 2013. 2012 has been a great year, I have to admit. A lot of big things for Renee and I and other friends about, and it's been a good year. How do you feel about this past year?
It was a great year. We got a house,
house.
We got a house, and our podcast got better. The sound, the quality.
You think so?
I think it got better.
Yeah, we actually had more guests than we did a year before.
We need to have more guests. We're slacking.
I know.
A little. I really want to have at least two guests a month. That would be my ideal.
Really? So with the new year coming up, as you heard, there won't be a lot of changes to the Valentine Cast. Well, you know what? There probably will be. I mean,
who knows?
You know, we're going to work on some new bumpers that Renee's been wanting to do, and I've been wanting to do myself, and we're going to also look to doing more guests. Now, two a week.
Okay.
We don't have that many friends.
No. Did I say two a week?
I mean, two a month.
Okay, all right. Once a month. How's that? Let's do once a month. That's 12 in a year. We have more than 12 friends.
So I wonder if we could pull off 24 in a year.
Maybe it's aiming a bit high.
We can try to do it. Oof. You know, I'm about that. So
we'll have to do better about scheduling in advance.
Right.
Right now, we just do like a week before, and that's
right. We're like,
it.
Hey, you want to be on the show? Well, right, no, well, there's some people we don't do that to, but our really close friends, we do that to.
Like, hey, you want to jump on the show?
you know, and the people that we really, 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 really want to have a podcast, we plan out real far.
That sounds like, kind of wrong. Like, we don't really, really, really want our close friends on the podcast.
Well, I'm talking about when we plan out really, really far, like busy people,
busy
like
people.
Mr.
I'll say that.
Mr. Trek Nerd, who is in the chat room today.
He's a busy person.
He's a busy person, and we wanted to get him on, and we happened to be able to work it out that we were able to record early, and that was one of my favorite shows from last year, you know? Him, I mean, all my favorite shows are the ones that where we had guests, you know? Really, really enjoyed it. So, but no, don't take it personal, Jeff, if I asked you a week ahead. I just know you're flexible like that.
He is pretty flexible.
Right. So if you you want to, do we want to take email submission? Email people email us? Or do we want to reach out to people?
You know what? Either way.
Yeah.
If you feel like you have the personality to be on the Valentine Cast, which you don't, but you don't need much.
You don't need much.
You don't need much. But if you feel like you have the personality to hang with the Valentines, you are welcome, more than welcome, to call us or write us.
Right. If you just want to come hang out with us on a Monday night or a Monday afternoon, wherever you are, and just want to hang out and just talk with us about, you know, our week and about geek tech food, send us an email. You know, we'll contact you back and everything else.
And we are good about contacting people, by the way. You know, I'm just putting it out there. We're great at that.
And
so
look for the details. You can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com if you want to go ahead and start emailing us. But I'm in the chat room today. I'm going to say hello to the chat room. Today we have Tanner from the Arcanum. I could never say that word right. Am I saying that right name right?
Arcanum.
Arkham.
Let's say yes. It's Arcanum.
You know, I need you.
Yeah,
I know. I know it's the Arcanum
exactly
podcast.
Exactly what? How to say it?
Arcanum. Okay, yeah. Tanner told
Arcanum,
me.
Arcanum, it is.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure.
So you're saying it correctly.
You know, I don't have, I get real, like I said, you're my Brian Ibbett. You know, you're the one that I need for you to pronounce words for me so I can say it right.
And so it's Arcanum, and the plural of that is Arcana, but that's the ah sound.
Ah.
Arcana.
Okay. So it's from
I believe it's Arcana.
Arcanum of Azeroth is the podcast that he does. He does that with good friend, make some tennis, right? Aldermage. Those guys, they talk mage stuff, if I'm thinking correctly. But yeah. Oh, and then we have Teedra in the chat room.
Hello.
As well.
Hi, Teedra.
And happy holidays to you all. And as we said, we have the Trek nerd himself, Mr. Daryl, in the chat room.
What? Sound a little tired.
No, I don't know what it is. I don't know. I'm feeling off a little bit today, and I don't know why. I was
probably vacation, trying to get back in the swing.
Maybe that's what it is. And earlier today, I had a little nervousness going on. My hands were shaking, so I don't know. I was kind of antsy earlier today, so I'm not sure what's going on with me today. Maybe I'm dying.
If Jay dies, the Valentine cast will carry on.
That's good to know. So.
It'll be me crying for the first, you know, year or so because he's dead. But after that, it should pick up. So
you gonna cry a year if I die?
I'll cry on the podcast. Maybe not, you know, constantly, 24 hours a day or anything. I would die myself from dehydration. But
right.
If you died, I would mourn you. No, the podcast would not go on. I'm just kidding.
Right.
I'm totally. I think I'm like one of the only people who's totally fine with mentioning death.
Right.
Because I'm like.
It happens.
It happens.
Right.
I could die tomorrow. It's just, hey.
So if you were to die, I bet everybody's like, man, this is getting really weird.
Yeah, we're a little morbid today, apparently.
If you were to die, how would I do the podcast still? I don't know. That would be hard for me to do.
I've already thought about this, by the way.
You have?
Yes,
of course you have, because
I think about these things. I think about if you die, what I would do.
Okay.
It's really weird now.
So okay.
I would have one last podcast.
Okay.
Talking about you, and that's all I would do.
Really?
Yep. I already thought about it.
So you wouldn't do the podcast anymore?
Nope. I might start a different one,
okay.
But Valentine cast would would be my final episode.
Right. Yeah, man, that sounds like something that, you know, I would do. You know, I would, you know, I'm starting to cry a little bit.
Why?
Nah, because I don't want you to die.
Oh, I'm going to die eventually.
I want to die first. I'm going to be selfish.
That's pretty selfish for you to die first. You're going to burden me with everything. And you won't care because you'll be dead.
What do you mean burden you with everything?
You won't have a consciousness anymore.
Well, you get a good amount of money.
I don't care. Money. Well, how much money is it again?
It's substantial.
Substantial.
Yeah. So
I might have to rethink that position then. Maybe it's fine if you die first.
All right.
And early. So I can have time to spend the money.
All right. So lighten the mood up a little bit. New Year's is around the corner. And right before we start the show, Renee was going on about how the new year is just December 31st is no different than New Year's Day.
This is true.
And it's so arbitrary. And why do we care?
Yeah. Like, time turns over. We do that so we can quantify things because we as humans like to quantify things.
Right.
So we need number of years. But why should we have a party for a new year? It's just the same as yesterday plus one more.
Just like you said, humans, we like to quantify things.
Yes.
We also like to celebrate.
Meaningless things.
Right. Right. I mean, it's birthdays, the Christmas.
Which are meaningless. Christmas to some people, all right, Christmas has a purpose to me and to other people. My purpose
right.
isn't the same as other people. My purpose is this is a time to get together with family.
Right.
Eat good food like pie and cookies.
Right.
And just spend time with the family. It's a very family-oriented thing.
Okay, okay.
So, well, so like birthdays, I kind of see the purpose.
I mean, that's when you came out. But the birthday... The birthday is when we came out of the womb. Is it kind of like
the? No. The so the only thing you've done to get a birthday is to not die.
Right.
So that's a huge accomplishment. Celebrating you not dying.
That's a huge accomplishment, though.
What you're doing.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Because a lot of people die every day.
Right. So right.
Yeah.
And so okay. And you can also look at the New Year as it's another time to celebrate that you saw a new year, because there are other people that may not see.
But
2013.
I saw a new year October 1st last year as well as October 1st this year.
But it wasn't October 1st, 2012. Or.
Oh, because yeah, the quantifying thing.
Right. So it's a quantifying thing. So it is different. I mean, that's almost like saying, why do we care that it's 6:44 because it was 5:44 earlier?
Exactly.
But
we need to know these things to, you know, put some kind of order into our lives.
We do. I mean, just think if we had no time. I mean, how would you know? So when you go to cook stuff, you would have to sit there and watch it the whole time.
Right. And there are cultures that don't deal with time like we do. And
is it?
Yep. They, time is more relaxed. There are some cultures that don't have time. They have soon. And now they're
talking about more
time,
but that's time. You talk
concept
I'm talking,
of time, no, not quantifiable time. Put it that way, or
soon,
I'll be there before long.
That's quantifiable. That's
it's
like saying
not.
More, less.
Soon is relative.
That's
soon,
still
that's, soon it, for the world end is like 1,000 years. Soon to go eat is like an hour or two. So it's,
I don't know.
It's very.
I don't know.
We're getting philosophical here.
I know. Awesome. Boring
but,
everybody.
But
everybody's
it
like,
is. But it is almost 2013.
Yeah.
It's that seems weird to me, but I'm sure 2012 seemed weird to say last year. So.
Right.
2013. Happy birthday.
Earth.
So
we didn't record last week. Sorry for those that may not have saw the tweet. But. We had family time, and it was just kind of, we were baking and cooking and getting ready for Christmas Day on Christmas Eve. And, you know, if we had recorded on Monday, you would have saw us with flour all over us. You would have saw family members going in behind us and everything, because our house was one of the stations where people were cooking. And also, we had like 3 people working out of my house that day, because we have the best internet in the Crocker family.
Ooh,
I'm just saying.
Ooh.
So we had folks here that were, you know, home officing here in our office. So people were on their VoIP phones, voice over IP. But yeah, so that was going on. So that's why we didn't record last week. So thanks for being understanding and everything. So we had a great Christmas. You know, got to spend a lot of time with family.
Wonderful Christmas. It was like, it's family time. My sister was in town, and my parents love when all 4 of the girls are there.
Your mom got to see you every day.
Every day for like a week. She was in heaven.
I know. She was eating it all up. Eating it all up. And so we did that, and then also we didn't talk about a tree.
Yes.
We never talked about a tree.
We didn't because we hadn't got it. Had we got it?
I don't know. But what? So we ended up going artificial on our tree after some, you know, after thinking about some things and everything else.
Yeah, because last podcast you were thinking you might go real. Because we had our old tree at that point, didn't we? Yeah, I think we had the other tree. Oh, Jay's going to look it up. But anyway.
Well, no, you can keep talking.
Yeah, so growing up, I had always had a real tree. My dad was very anti-artificial. And then as I got older, I thought artificial was out of my reach, the kind that I wanted, because... I mean, cheap artificial trees look like cheap artificial trees.
Right.
So, and we had a cheap artificial tree for our old apartment. But we decided to go and go artificial.
Right.
We got a very nice quality tree that will last us years and years and years.
Yep.
So.
And sorry for those that may have listened to show 86 back on December 11th where we talked about this. I thought we had, because that was the picture of one of our shows. Yeah.
They get the double knowledge.
They get the double knowledge.
If they miss that one, congratulations.
We're going to be like, Scott refresher. Retelling tales.
He does retell stories a lot.
But they're still funny.
They're funny.
Right.
And then Brian has to tell him that he already said that.
Right. But he's like, keep going. So I guess when we going to talk about what we did on Christmas Day? Are we going to do that in odds and ends?
I thought.
Okay.
We can wait.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump into a bit of tech. Oh, doggone it.
That was kind of low.
I know. Wasn't that low? Let's go into tech.
Technology.
All right. So this past week in tech, or past 2 weeks in tech, Renee has put in the notes here, Twitter wants you to reminisce.
Had you heard about this when they announced it? You can see every single tweet you have ever done.
Right.
Twitter and most of the people that, you know, mention it are like, why do I want to read that?
Right.
I think it's interesting.
So did you download your tweets?
I didn't because I'm lazy. But if I would have, I probably would have, because I made a count on Twitter way before I actually started tweeting a lot.
And yeah.
Like back in like 2000 and, I don't know, 6?
7 or something like
something
that.
Some people thought it was a big deal. I guess you can say, okay, see, I did say this to you on this date, and it's good to prove a point, I suppose.
You know, I think the only reason I want to download mine is so that I can see what my first tweet was.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of people who want to see that.
Let's see. So,
yeah. Oh, and if you don't have an option, there's a button on the Twitter site, but they said not all users may have this yet. But
right.
Everybody will eventually get it.
Huh.
What?
This is interesting. So if you head to settings, right?
On Twitter.com.
So you head to the settings.
Right.
In the account tab is where you should be able to press a button to request tweets. And I do not have that.
No.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah. We don't have it yet. So.
Okay.
But that's okay. I'm not stressing that at all.
That's cool. Well, maybe if I remember, I want to see what my first tweet was. And
mine's going to be really boring.
You think so?
Yeah, it's going to be so boring.
It's going to be like, I created a Twitter account, now what? I wonder how many people was their first tweet.
Mm.
So that sounds pretty cool.
What is this thing all about? Yep. Hello, world.
Yep. All right, go ahead with the Instagram.
So Instagram, they put out, well, they had some kind of kerfuffle where they, I love that word, where they put out kerfuffle. Changes to their kerfuffle. Policies. What was it? Policies and rules. What do they call it when they change?
User, EULAs?
Yes. Yep. EULAs. So the wording was a little funny. It made it sound like
they owned your pictures.
They owned your pictures and Facebook would use them for whatever purpose they deem fit. So people left Instagram
right.
Droves. I mean, I also belong to Flickr, and I received that first day at least like 15 requests for friends.
Right,
from people
right.
who used to use Instagram and decided to exclusively only use Flickr.
Right.
And I was like, whoa, whoa. I mean, I still have an Instagram account, but I haven't used it in a while anyway.
Right.
So they actually retracted that EULA and put out a new one.
Really?
Some people said it sounded even worse than the first change, but other people said it just goes back to what it was before. They said it just goes back to what it was before, but it's still worded a little differently.
So do you think people, so with that whole thing, a lot of people upgraded their accounts to Pro.
Yes.
On Flickr.
Flickr got a nice bump. Unexpected bump, probably.
So I guess with the people you follow and everything else, are people staying pretty much on Flickr now? Are they still Instagramming? Or
you know what? I don't follow Instagram like that, so I don't know if they are Instagramming or not.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, but they said that that's not what they meant when they put it out, by the way. They said that Facebook cannot just use your photos for whatever the heck they want, which remains to be seen. It's kind of crazy.
Okay. All right. And then also, part of, I guess, of our Christmas that Renee and I did for one another is that one of the gifts that we gave one another was the iPad Mini.
Hooray, yep. iPad Mini.
So,
and yes, this is my first iPad. So,
yeah, this is my first iPad that I own myself and not one from work. But that was, you know, a Christmas gift that, you know, Renee and I gave each other. And I have to admit, I've been using the iPad since the first release, and I enjoyed it, but I didn't enjoy it as much as I have with the Mini.
Right.
The form factor on the iPad Mini is, for me, is much better. I don't get to the point where the iPad is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still able to use it, and it's also pretty cool and pretty nice to game on it.
Right.
You know, so I definitely enjoy it. And you enjoy it?
Yeah, I actually am joined at the hip with the iPad Mini. I take it with me room to room, and I'm on it constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really love it. And the whole reason I didn't want the original iPad,
right,
it was heavy and looked clunky, and I didn't want that heaviness.
Right.
As soon as I even heard about the Mini, I knew I would want it.
Right.
But when I saw it, I knew I would be getting it. Mm-hmm. It was a matter of when, but I knew I would be getting it eventually.
Right.
So,
and
I'm very, very pleased. I don't have a complaint. Do you have a complaint about the iPad?
I don't. I really don't have a complaint. I mean, a lot of people complain because they're like, well, it's a step down from the new iPad. It doesn't have the, you know, it doesn't have Retina display. It doesn't have the fastest processor, yada, yada, yada. I haven't seen any sluggishness or anything like that that makes me wish that I had the faster, bigger iPad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm perfectly happy with this. And I might get a new iPad, you know, in 5 years or so when mm-hmm. they have something just amazing I can't let go. So.
Right. And in the chat room, teacher says she upgraded her phone to an i5 and her iPad. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, when we upgraded from the iPhone 4 to the iPhone 5, it's a huge and noticeable jump, you know. So I know that feeling, and I hope you're enjoying it, too.
And speaking of Apple devices, I am proud to say that 5 out of 6 members of my, five out of six members of my immediate family now have at least an iPhone 4.
Out of the 8 people.
Out of the 8 people that are in
7
has
at least an iPhone 4.
And the outlying person is
Mr. Crocker.
It's my dad. He's holding out. But he has an iPod, so I don't know if that counts or not. But
he has an iPod Touch.
So Danielle was the last holdout. She had our
original 3G.
3G.
Yep, she did.
And it was so slow. I could see the pixels. And she dropped it, so there was a huge crack in the screen.
Right.
And when she put it on vibrate and got a call, the phone would rattle.
Yeah, you can hear the glass rattling.
Like, it sounded like glass rattling on a table.
It was glass rattling.
Yes, it was so bad. So she finally got a new one. It was giving me heart palpitations whenever I saw it, so I'm glad she did.
Right, so good on them.
Good on them.
And good on everybody for getting that new technology.
Media.
All right, so hopping on into media, and since we had 2 weeks, we actually got a chance to watch it, watch our movie by chance, which was Timer.
Yeah, Timer. It sounded like a sci-fi-ish.
Right.
When you read the description, which I was happy about. I like sci-fi. And
it was a romance also.
Yeah, it was a sci-fi romance is what it was. It was a sci-fi
fantasy
comedic. Romance movie is what they qualified it as, but
right. Yeah, comedic fantasy.
So, what the premise is that there is a new invention called the timer.
Yep.
and you get it installed on your wrist, on the inside of your wrist.
The predominant hand.
Yeah, of your predominant hand. And it will tell you how many days you have until you meet your soulmate.
Right.
And the days would only come up if your soulmate also has the timer.
Right.
If your soulmate hasn't had the timer yet, it'll just be blank.
Right.
And so when your timer zeros out, on that day you will see your soulmate. And then as soon as you lock eyes, the timer will go off.
It'll go off a second time.
And so, like, oh, that's the person I meant to be with. of course, this is not realistic, but I think it's pretty cool.
Right.
So the premise is about this girl. Her timer is blank and has been blank, and she's 30 years old. And she's almost 30. And she really wants to find her soulmate. So she keeps finding people that don't have timers and kind of urging them to get a timer.
Right.
After she's been dating them for a little bit.
A little bit, like a month.
Yeah. To see if they were the one, because she doesn't want to waste her time. So I'm not going to spoil anything, but it actually turned out to be a good movie. I really enjoyed it.
Yep.
Actually. And I never heard of it. So I like movies about these fantastic things, you know. And I liked that everything else was current time, except for that one invention, which was great. I really love that. So, that was a win. We did 4 out of 5 stars on that one.
Yep, we did.
Timer.
Yep, it was really good, and I really enjoyed it. And Renee's getting ready to roll the dice to see what will be our new movie.
It says 12. So let's go with the first movie that we haven't already picked. I know you have movies that we've picked on there before, but let's do one we haven't picked.
Huh? It's a documentary.
Oh, okay.
Called Office Tigers. It's about American-owned company that trains young Indian professionals the rules of Western business.
Ooh, okay. Sounds a little boring, but we'll see how it goes. Yeah. I like documentaries, but if it's boring, I may not make it all the way through.
Right, right.
I can't promise that I'll watch the whole thing. But I like documentaries, so it might be interesting. And
good Lord.
What?
Nothing.
Oh. Are you laughing at all the movies we have on there?
Well, the ones that are going off on 1-1.
Oh, don't even tell me. Just don't tell me.
Most of them are ones that we've already saw that I want to rewatch. Okay.
So, in addition to movies, we saw the movie that most of our friends have seen.
Right.
The Hobbit.
Yep, we did.
We went and saw The Hobbit. I think we saw it the Sunday morning?
Sunday.
Or Saturday morning after it opened. It was one of them. I can't remember, but
it had to be Sunday. Okay. I'm thinking right.
So Sunday morning we went and saw The Hobbit, and I really, really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was really good.
Now, I think I enjoyed it more than some other people because I have never read the book. Because most of the people who had a problem with it, like certain parts,
right,
knew the book very well.
Right.
And they're like, this didn't happen, or why do they do this, or this and this and that. So I really, really enjoyed it, and I didn't have a problem with it at all.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And when we went to go watch it, it prompted me to rewatch Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Rings, and also I got halfway through the Two Towers on Christmas Eve. So it was really nice to be able to do that. I really enjoyed it. I know our friend Dan O'Coin. Mm-hmm. He went and saw it finally last night, slacker, and he talked about he had three pet peeves, and number three was the one that we had with Galadriel when she turned around.
Oh, that was weird. And, like, this is the tiniest part of the movie, but she did this turn and it looked like she was on like a round pedestal, which she probably was, and she turned around like she was floating in midair. It was so weird.
Right.
I wish they hadn't done that.
It was just hilarious.
It was unsettling.
I mean, I busted out laughing, literally. I was like,
So
we saw that, and then also this pet we also saw Django Unchained.
Loved this movie.
Yep.
Putting it out there. Yep. Loved it.
This movie was great. And this movie's not for the faint of heart either.
Like, if you're easily offended, I would not
watch this. If you've seen Deadwood and you had trouble with the frequently used C word, right?
Right.
Just take that movie and then take Django and replace the C word with the N word.
Yeah, and this was, I mean, this is back in the time of slavery. So
right.
That word was used often. Now, of course, I wasn't alive back then, so I don't know exactly right. How often it was used in regular conversation.
Right.
But he does use it a lot in this movie, but it didn't bother me so much. There were some things that took you out of the movie.
Yeah, but what took me out of the movie is the normal thing that takes me out of a Quentin Tarantino movie, is the over-the-top blood. Which is his style. And like I said, when the first kill happened, we're sitting there watching the movie and I'm enjoying it and I forget that we're watching a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Right. And it didn't take me out because I had it in my mind that it was Tarantino. So if he didn't do that, I would be like, whoa, what's going on?
Right.
I think this is his best movie he's ever done.
I agree with that.
I loved the little modern things that he put, like, in the action scene. It started, and then rap music came in. Oh, I loved it. It was like the perfect amount of quirkiness for me, and Jamie did an amazing job, and I don't know the person who that he did a lot of the acting with.
Christopher Alken or something like that?
Yeah. He's a German. Oh, no, he's from Vienna or something like that. But
right.
I loved the movie, and all the qualms that some people had with it, I didn't have at all. So it's not so, I think either, no, if you hate it, I think you really hate it, you know, but you can kind of like it. But if you hate it, oh my God, people hate that movie. Spike Lee went on to say this, like, he talked bad about Tarantino and all this stuff. And it's like, come on, Spike, it's just because you don't make as good movies.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Tarantino.
I wouldn't say that he doesn't make good movies like Tarantino.
No. Jamie makes good as Tarantino, what I meant to say.
But I think they both equally are pretty much the same as directors. They have their style, and they have their thing. Now, that's for you personally.
Yes, that's me personally.
You know, I like both of them equally. You know, there may be actually some movies from Spike Lee that I may like more than Tarantino, but I like them both equally. I don't love them or hate them. They're just like, they're okay directors for me, and they both have their style or their thing, right. You know. And but I think it was big of him to say he didn't go watch it out of respect,
right. Because
he didn't want to talk bad about it. Because I think he didn't want to talk bad about it because Jamie and Samuel were in there,
right. Yeah, and everybody did a good acting job. They did the over-the-top acting that I think Tarantino movies have. So, yeah, you wouldn't like it if you don't like Tarantino style. Let's put it out there
now. That's not true. That's not true, because I liked it.
You like his style, don't you? A little bit?
I like some of his things. His over-the-top blood and gore is what throws me off all the time. And I just think it's, you know, I think he just tries to be... I mean, he's trying to be himself. I mean, there are some things that I do like, you know, that he does. Like, you know, I like that that he's actually in his movies. You know what I'm saying? Which is kind of cool. I kind of like seeing him say, oh, man, there's Quentin, you know. And sometimes I don't know. I can't remember what he looks like. And then I see him, I'm like, man, I know that guy from somewhere. Then I go back and look in IMDb and it's like, oh, that was him, you know. So, I mean, I like stuff like that. You know, and I like his little quirky stuff, and I like the trivia behind some of the stuff. But the whole, like I said, the whole blood and gore thing kind of takes me out of the movie until I get used to it. And then not long after we watched Django, we went back and watched Kill Bill 1, which is one of my, I really don't enjoy that movie at all, you know. So we went back to go watch it.
Right.
And it was weird because after watching Django, Kill Bill wasn't as bloody and gory as Django.
Right.
Until the whole house fight.
Yeah, the 6, 7, 8, 9s or whatever, the 6, 7, 8.
The house where they were in, yeah, the final, right, the right, big right, fight before, like, the final. The
crazy 88.
Yeah, the crazy fight. 88, the whole house thing. I mean, but even that wasn't like the rest of the movie, of yeah, Django.
Yeah, and I'm happy that Jay doesn't dislike it as much as he did. It went up one notch or two,
right,
in his opinion. So, but it's still not your favorite.
Who, Quentin?
Yeah.
I mean, I like him better than M. Night.
No. I said it's not your favorite Quentin movie.
What, Kill Bill?
Yeah.
I mean, it can grow on me, I believe. I mean, I don't dislike it like I did before. I'll admit that. Because before, I was just like, ugh. It's just, you know, because I just can't get used. His style is just so over the top. I mean, he tries to do it anime style, you know. One of my complaints with Kill Bill was like, why don't you just do a freaking anime? I don't want to watch a real life anime. I want to, you know, if you're going to do anime kill style stuff, just make it anime. And plus, I don't like Uma, you know.
Because of the character she's playing?
No.
Or you just don't like her?
I don't know. I mean, I think people fell over her. Like, she's so beautiful and everything. She doesn't do anything for me. And she has that, I don't know.
She's just unusual looking.
Yes.
But some people like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, and I've been watching a lot of reality television. Now, I love reality television. I will admit to anybody.
Right.
Freaking love the stuff. And it's not even a guilty pleasure. I'm just straight up, hey, I love reality television.
Yeah.
Not the game show kind. I hate that kind. I like the kind, you know, that follows people around and sees what's going on with their life. That's kind of like. So I've been watching a lot of Jersey Shore because I had heard about it, you know, from various people. Mm-hmm. It's Scott's guilty pleasure or whatever. So I watch it whenever I'm, you know, Jay's asleep in the bed or something.
She wants to daydream of the man meet.
Okay, every time I'm watching it and he walks in, he asks me, so is that the one you like? Is that the one? I'm like, oh, God, you stop. Because none of them, like all of them are turnoffs, complete turnoffs. They're gross. They're nasty. Ugh. Like, ugh, the worst possible guy I could want to be with. But I like drama. Sorry. I love other people's drama. Even if they cut the show to make it more dramatic,
right?
I still like other people's drama.
Right.
So, been watching Jersey Shore. I'm on the second season, but they're in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to keep on going. I don't care what anybody says.
Right. And so, and then also we've been watching the Braxton Family Values. We finished up season one, started on season two also, and we're over halfway through in the season two. And that's, you know, it's pretty good.
Did we talk about this on the last show?
I don't know.
Some people might not know what this is.
So, the Braxton Family Values is a show based off of, yeah, we talked about it last show.
Awesome. So, Toni Braxton and the Braxton Family Values. But
right. So
we love it.
It's based off of R&B singer Toni Braxton and her family. She has five other sisters, right?
Yes.
Yeah, five other sisters.
No, and four other sisters.
Yeah, four other sisters, because if five don't sing, then we're not all not going to sing.
Right, correct.
So there are four other sisters that she has, and they're in, it's kind of like, think of the Jackson Five. I mean, it's the Braxton Five. And, you know, it revolves around that whole family.
And Tony's Michael.
Yeah. I just want to be my own person. Everybody else is riding on my fame.
Yeah, so that's another reality show that I like.
So it's another reality show that we've been watching. We watched a lot of this past week, even though, in the house, heels.
That's how somebody talks on there. It's kind of weird. She talks like somebody from Canada.
Right.
But she's not. It's heels. So weird. House.
I don't know. It was really weird how she talked.
I need to show a clip of that to Jeff so he can confirm if that's how.
Right, and it's weird because she's from Maryland.
Yeah,
and lives in Atlanta for the past 20-some years. But.
So,
and then also Renee finished out The Walking Dead, and well, I guess
you did. I guess in a way
I did too. In a way, depending on how you want to look at it, because on last week, we were supposed to do a show, not last week, week before last, we were going to do a Walking Dead show with Grumpy Old Men, and we were going to talk about the ending. As we were getting close to the recording time, I had to pretty much flip out the book, and not the book, but I had to go out to the wiki and start reading the ending because it was going to be a spoiler type show. Last minute, it got changed. I had already read the story, and then I got to experience the end of it with Renee's version.
Yeah, because we decided not to do that, so I got to play through to the end. And crap, that game is fun.
Right.
And the story is amazing.
Yep.
And no, it's not an action game. It's a choices game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some parts I had to, like, there were some parts I died. I'm a pretty crappy gamer. But some parts I died, but the story is what drives me. So I am so excited for the next season of The Walking Dead. If you want to hear our spoiler session of The Walking Dead, there will be many, many, many spoilers.
Right.
So just put it out there. We are going to be on Grumpy Old Men After Dark on Wednesday night at 7 Eastern.
7:30
Eastern. And where can they watch it if they want to watch it live?
Just follow the Twitter. You follow us. We'll have to retweet it from Jason and stuff like that.
Okay.
But the show is Grumpy Old Men After Dark. So check it out. And then also with the mini, we've been playing a lot of other games. One game that we've been playing a lot of is called The Simpsons Tapped Out.
And you probably heard of this because people are raving about it.
Right. It's a play and wait game, kind of like Farmville, kind of like We Rule, kind of like all those other games that that we played before, where you go in, tap a few things, and then you wait.
And I love those games.
Right.
Jay knows I love those games.
Right.
But this has the added benefit of having Simpsons characters and dialogue.
I'm
all over that.
Right.
All over that. So
it's pretty good. Fun. So you're going through, you're trying to rebuild, Springfield. And here's my thing. I'm in the process of trying to find the Simpsons DVDs. And I think Cole has them. Because I watched them off and on, but I never really, really, really watched them like I did some other shows. So, I kind of want to see, I want to start from the beginning and try to catch the shows.
That would be awesome to start at the beginning because they're kind of crappy. Not crappy. It's a totally different animation style at the beginning. It's crazily different. And I watched them every Sunday up until maybe 4 years ago. And then I got so busy.
So did you start back in
1989? No, but I've seen the ones back in 1989.
Okay.
I've watched those before.
Okay.
When something called Net, what is it? The little illegal downloading site.
Oh,
Napster. When Napster was around.
I thought Napster was just audio.
No.
Oh, it did video too?
I think you did video too.
Huh.
I believe. Okay. But that was back in the day.
All right.
And I could be wrong, and I got it from some other illegal way, but. So, The Simpsons Tapped Out. We have 100 friends already. So, there's a cap of 100 friends.
But if you do add us and we recognize your name, we may kick some friends off and add you.
Yeah, so just say, hey, this is so-and-so. I listened to your podcast. And I'll be like, oh, this person I add arbitrarily has to go. And you're in.
Right.
Just saying. So, yeah. So, we love The Simpsons Tapped Out. Super, super fun.
And so, what are some other mini games you've been playing?
I've been playing Scribblenauts. Now, I played it on the iPhone, but I'm having immensely more fun on the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
The area's bigger. I can see things better. And I beat it today because, I've been playing that a ton more.
Right.
I played more in the past week than I have in, 3 months.
I noticed.
So, and I also played Battle Heart. I never played Battleheart because I didn't want to play it on this tiny iPhone screen. So that's why I never played it. So I picked it up and I played it, and I'm going along okay.
It's challenging, isn't it?
Yes, it's challenging, which is great. You always need a challenge. And another game that I had waited into the iPad was Lost Winds. It's a platform RPG type thing. It's beautiful. The art's great. So yeah, and I like playing No Zombies Allowed mm-hmm. on it, and Tiny Tower. I mean, right. Tiny Tower just blown up, I think. But is it optimized for the iPad?
Tiny Towers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, it is.
So that's super fun. So I love my iPad game. So if yeah, I really, really love it.
And Happy New Year's to you, Mr. Fox Lore.
Happy New Year. See, I was trying to wait until the end of the segment. Remember we talked about this last week, how I always interrupt things? I was trying to do a good job and keep it until the end of the segment.
I know. It felt strangely satisfying doing that.
Interrupting me? That's great. So, of course, we've been playing WoW because we're us.
Right.
Jay got the Grinch dagger for me from right. the Grinch quest because he's awesome. And I'm trying to get it for him, but I don't think it's going to work out.
The geek ball has said that we won't get it.
I got a geek ball for Jay. We'll talk about that. But it's like an eight ball, but it has geek-like things. It's pretty funny. But I got 4 lumps of coal for the pet. I don't know how I got 4, but I gave one to Jay.
Which was awesome because I've been trying to get this thing. And even though I got this dagger for Renee, which has less of a drop than the coal.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because the drop chance for the dagger is like.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to get it.
Right. But we ended up getting it right before a raid, and I gave it to her, and she was happy. Like, you know,
I had epic daggers. We raided a little bit.
So it kind of just threw me off a little bit. I can get that, but sure as hell couldn't get this damn pet.
Yes, but I have 3 days
Yeah.
To get 3 days to get the dagger, and I'm going to do it every day. Don't you poo-poo me.
I'm not poo-pooing you.
You are so poo-pooing me.
I'm not poo-pooing you. I am poo-pooing. I am poo-pooing the drop rate. The RNG is what I'm poo-pooing because I'm just like, it ain't going to happen.
So if it doesn't. Negative Nancy.
I'm not negative Nancy.
Negative Nancy.
I'm just saying what the geek ball said. You gave me the geek ball.
No, I proved it wrong. Remember? We totally proved it wrong.
Mm.
Okay. So
that was because it was pertaining to you.
And I have been pet battling like crazy. This is my other side of WoW. This is the part that everybody would think I'm insane for doing this. Because I'm going through every single zone in WoW, making sure I have every single pet in that zone
mm-hmm.
in common, uncommon, and rare quality. I'm the person that other pet battlers hate because I will stay until I get all 3 instead of getting 1. People hate that because I take all the stuff. So, there was an especially rare one. It was the Tiny Twister in Arathi Highlands.
Right.
And it spawns in 1 spot. And between spawns, it can be, you know, up to like 2 hours for a spawn.
Yep.
So, and of course, I am going to stay there until I get all 3. And Jay was amazing because what he did, he logged into. And he kind of stayed there and then he helped me keep an eye out while we were watching TV or whatever. Plus, he kind of discouraged other people.
People like, oh, man.
There's 2 people
camping. 2 people are camping for this. I'm not going to stay here.
So, and we got it in like a day, which is crazy.
Right.
I got the rare and then I was like, woo. It was so much camping. It was ridiculous how much camping. So now I'm trying to get another rare. This is going to be much harder.
Why is this one going to be harder?
I have to kill every critter in the area to try to get it to spawn, and it's not an easy spawn. It takes a long time.
Wow.
So, yeah, but I will eventually get to my goal, and I'll have all the pets, at least all the ones that I can get by, you know, doing this anyway.
All right. So let's go ahead and pop into a little bit of food. Oh, wrong button. Dang on it.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right, so this past week in food, man, we did a lot of baking.
Oh, I bake so much.
Right.
I satisfy my sweet tooth. So ever since I was a little girl, like as long as I can remember, my family baked cookies for Christmas. When I was young, we used to bake a whole bunch and hand out plates to different people. But even though we don't do that anymore, we still bake a lot. Everybody has their signature. Well, my sister, my older sister and I have our cookies that we make the best. Hers is double chocolate with, I think, white chocolate chips or regular chocolate.
I think it's double chocolate.
It's really good. And mine is snickerdoodles. So if for some reason everybody says mine are just amazing more than anybody else's, I don't know why. I make them the same way as probably everybody else. But my dad has a snickerdoodle fetish. He has since we were young. When he couldn't get the full sugar kind because of an illness, I had to start making them with Splenda.
Mm-hmm.
So what Jay did, Jay said, "Mr. Crocker, I'm going to make your cookies this year."
Right.
And he was a little dubious. He was a little doubtful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he was.
But Jay made Dad's cookies with Splenda, and it turned out, I think, even better than mine. So
yeah,
congratulations, Jay.
Thank you. Thank you. I think the thing is that one of the things we found out is that I think we can't add as much baking soda and flour and talk to that whole mixture.
It's too dry.
Towards the end.
Because Splenda, whoo, that stuff is dry. And so, yeah, and Jay also made a regular batch of snickerdoodles, and you couldn't tell mine and his apart, which is wonderful.
Yep.
So he did a good job.
And then I also made some chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yep. I made a batch. And you made a batch. We both made a batch of chocolate chip cookies.
I don't think I made any snickerdoodle, regular snickerdoodles.
You didn't make snickerdoodles?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because you had... Oh, I... Yes.
Because I made Mr. Crocker's, and then
I thought we had two batches of regular snickerdoodles.
No, we decided not to make the second batch.
So, but we did have two batches of chocolate chip cookies.
Right. And so, I even made an extra some on the side with the little
walnuts
in them. So.
Right. And you also made gingerbread ninjas.
I did. Ginger ninjas.
Ginger ninjas.
So I made those, and they was pretty fun to make and everything. And they were... I think next year I won't cook them on the bottom row. I'll move them to the mid row next year. And we had to figure out the whole rolling the dough out type thing and make sure we don't put too much flour down on the table when we go to roll it out.
Yeah, and I had that same problem when I made a new type of cookie. It's supposed to be like a Fig Newton. But it turned out more like a Nutri-Grain bar. So it had cranberry and raspberry in the center. And it was a bar cookie. And I had to roll out the dough. And this was the first rollout dough that I've done by... No, I keep saying that. But this is... It just seems different this time. I had to cut it into squares for one. It wasn't a cutout thing. Uh-huh. I think that's what it was. And I had to put the filling in the middle and fold it just right. And it turned out okay. Everybody seemed to like them after... a day or two. For some reason they got better, but I would love to make them again.
Yeah.
Because it turned out okay.
Oh yeah,
that was exciting. Did I make any other kind of cookie, or is that it?
Oh, you made the
snickerdoodle, chocolate chip, and the four kinds of cookies we made.
So you made snickerdoodle,
mm-hmm.
chocolate chip,
right, the bar cookies, mm-hmm. and
that was everything.
So, and my mom made sweet potato pies that D was supposed to make, but he was busy. Right. So my mom made her a wonderful sweet potato pie. And let me tell you right now, I ate sweets. I ate pie. Yep. I ate cookies. I was like, I'm going to enjoy myself this holiday. I don't care if I gain weight. I know I'll probably gain something. I had dressing. Freaking love my sister's dressing. It's amazing. So, I actually enjoyed myself and ate what I wanted this holiday season.
So speaking of our weight loss update, this week, which is week 26, so we've been doing Lose It for over half a year now, and I gained 2.2 pounds over the holiday.
And I gained 0.2 pounds over the holiday, and I was ecstatic with that, to tell you the truth.
Right.
So,
So I guess our total gain was a negative 2.4.
Yeah.
And so our total now, why'd you change that?
Because it was 24 last week.
No, babe, it was... That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
It's week 26. I changed it to 26. And you changed it back.
I did. I thought I was being intelligent, but it turns out I wasn't.
So that's what happens when we skip a week. So our grand total right now is 130 pounds. So
Down a little bit, but I'm not upset at all.
I'm not upset at all either. And I found out that the average weight gain on the holidays is usually 7 pounds.
Look at us. It's impressive.
I think that's what someone said on Facebook on mine. So,
yeah, it has to be true.
So we have to Google it. Well, Robin's pretty smart. You know, she, you know, I know Robin and if we have to Google if that's the actual holiday weight gain average, if it's 7 pounds. And then also one of the things we found out right before vacation was a lady that was losing weight. And one thing she had on her menu were these things called flat outs. Flat outs are thin. They're like,
it's like wraps.
They're like wraps.
Wraps. Yeah, and they're basically wraps.
And they're low calorie, low fat, high fiber and all that. And people were actually using them to make pizza. So we were using, so we got a couple, we got a pack, and then we made pizza. I think pizza on New Year's, no, on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yesterday.
And then yesterday. And this time we made it with turkey, pepperoni, and everything else. And
Jay was like, oh, yes, turkey, pepperoni. He was so excited when he saw that.
Yeah. So,
because you get more pepperoni.
Right. And it was, it's really good. So if you're doing this and just want to just share a tip out to everybody, you know, flat outs are a good substitute for bread. We usually do like the thin buns and stuff like that. I actually used the flat out today for my black bean burger that
How'd
I
that
had.
Go? I didn't ask you.
It was really good.
Really?
Yeah, it was
exciting.
Really good.
Exciting. I think I'll have that sometime this week.
Yeah. So.
So that's our recommendation for you all who don't want to incur the high calorie count of bread.
Yep. All right. Going to jump in.
We didn't talk about your mac and cheese. I was going to talk about your mac and cheese.
Oh, okay.
Jay, okay. My family is very, they're very worried about the food for Christmas.
They think
if
no
somebody
one
else
can,
does it.
No one can cook but them.
No, that's not what we think. But so Jay, at first, volunteered to do the ham. But according to Jay, everybody looked at him like he had grown a third head. Not even a second, a third.
I'm not even worried. The way y'all wrote D about making the pies is the
I mean, and he didn't even make them. But anyway, so Jay got the macaroni and cheese job. And people were like, oh, you better do it right, because people love mac and cheese in our family. So Jay did an excellent job his first time making the mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Did a great job.
And
it tasted good.
And what gets me is, this is the guy that made a homemade salsa because he didn't want to go to the store.
Yes.
That was absolutely wonderful. And I've been cooking a lot for the past 6 months.
Yes, but you have not lived in the Crocker household and cooked in the Crocker household, is all I'm saying.
People outside of your family can cook, too.
I agree, but it's a chance that they might not be able to. I'm not saying I knew it would turn out great, but other people might not know.
So why so why were you worried about the ham, then?
I wasn't worried about the ham. Everybody else, I wasn't worried. I was surprised, but I wasn't worried.
Okay.
That you volunteered, because the outsider has never done.
I'm not an outsider. I'm part of the family.
A person outside the immediate family has never done the ham.
Mm-hmm.
Put it that way. So, yeah, macaroni and cheese, my mom's recipe, Southern style, baked, because that's how we do our mac and cheese up in here.
Yep.
And I did the mashed potatoes, easiest dish. I don't know why I got the easiest one, but freaking easy. Just boil potatoes and mix them. How hard can that be?
And I even took up for you because some people thought they were instant potatoes.
I know.
I don't understand why.
Do they taste instant? And they're like, no, they're really good. I was like, well, why'd you say they're instant? I'm so confused.
Yeah.
But they were good. But I don't know why they said they were instant. Darn them.
It's Deidre. I blame Deidre.
Blame Deidre.
All right, let's jump into a little bit of odds and ends with Feisty.
Valentine's odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
All right, so we have some birthdays. Birthdays. We have one major birthday today.
It is a major birthday.
Loyal listener, Ever Studious, Dark Andrew's brother. He actually got a shout out on the
The
morning stream.
He did. And we just met him a few weeks back, like 3 weeks back.
Probably longer than that.
4 weeks back.
But actually knowing who it was.
Yes. Actually knowing who it was
right.
was about 3 weeks back.
Right.
It's his birthday today, and I think he's currently at The Hobbit. So I hope you enjoy it.
Hope you enjoy
the movie.
Happy
birthday.
And then tomorrow is I'm Eagle.
Yay.
His birthday is tomorrow.
We've known Eagle for a long time.
Right.
Happy birthday, Eagle.
Happy birthday, dude. And then on the 5th, we have none other than Zerbius.
Our former dungeon master.
DM. Who doesn't want to DM with us anymore?
Oh, yeah. January 5th.
Yep.
I should put the day. What day is January 5th? Now I have to look.
January
5th? It is next Wednesday.
No, it's not. It should be Friday.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at December.
Friday or Saturday?
It is
Saturday. Yep.
It's Saturday. Yep. And?
My cousin Trish. Her birthday is coming up on the 6th, which is next Sunday.
Yep, she's a pretty cool gal.
Yep.
I met her. So.
All right. So one of the things we want to talk about is the Time recently has named their Person of the Year. We didn't get a chance to talk about this on any of our other shows. And they chose none other than President Barack Obama as their Person of the Year. And a lot of people, including ourselves, I would say, felt like that someone else probably should have gotten Person of the Year because in 2008, he was Person of the Year as well.
I mean, probably got it because he was the first black president.
Right.
To tell you the truth.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, so we get the Time, and I was reading why, and one of the reasons in there, it talks about why they chose the Person of the Year. So I decided to read it. And they said the first time that he became Person of the Year in 2008, winning the election the first time, was an anomaly, which, because, again, black person, first black president, et cetera, et cetera, you know. But then the second time that he won was, it wasn't because of that. I mean,
right.
You know, unemployment was high, the deficit was high, and or the debt cliff, whatever they call it.
So, basically, he is the Person of the Year both the times because he is a black president. First black president. Second time, black president for a second term.
No. It was more that it wasn't a fluke.
That's what I'm saying.
But it wasn't about a black person. It's just because, you know, I mean. I don't know. You know what? I can't say that. You know, I'm not defending Time.
What other president has been Person of the Year?
I have to go.
I know there's others, but it hasn't been every president that's had a second term. So, you know what? Meh. You know, and I agree with Fox Lore. Time wants more access for interviews. So, hey, we gave you Person of the Year. You better talk with us.
Right.
Thing. So, but hey, Time, do what you do. I like Obama personally, and I think he's a pretty handsome man, and his whole family is handsome. That's a handsome first family there. Mm-hmm. So, hey, it is what it is.
So there was Roosevelt. Franklin D. Roosevelt was president was Person of the Year twice.
See? That's because he's handicapped.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't. Franklin D. Roosevelt was handicapped.
I mean, he was handicapped. That's not because why he was president.
People like to keep going. I'm not saying he wasn't a great president. I'm just
saying.
People.
So as Franklin D. Roosevelt, he was in there twice. Really? Adolf Hitler was Person of the Year in 1938? Huh.
Now, Person of the Year, it doesn't mean great stuff. It means you've had a heavy influence on people for that year, right?
Right.
Okay.
Richard Nixon, Person of the Year twice. He was back to back. But on 1972, he was also Person of the Year. I mean, Person of the Year with Henry Kissinger.
Mm.
So both of them were Person of the Year in 1972. So I think it was around that whole
Watergate
crap. And that's Jimmy Carter.
So there are plenty of other presidents.
Ronald Reagan was Person of the Year twice in 1980 and 1983.
I'm going to have to take this back. So it's not because it wasn't a fluke. It's just if it's a relatively likable president or if it's a president that's had a slight scandal.
Yep. Yeah, Bill Clinton.
How come Clinton wasn't?
Clinton was in 1992, he was. And then in 1998, he was also there with Kenneth Starr.
were either of the Bushes President of the Year? Person of the Year?
Yeah, but I'm going off of who was twice.
Oh, twice.
I'm doing it as twice.
So
Bush was, Kennedy was. I'm going off of who was President of the Year twice.
Yeah, so I think It's the people that, you know, people talk about, have something to talk about most.
Right.
The president. So it's all good. So time.
But I mean, I think, you know, so here's a short right here. In 2012, Obama defeated Romney, earned a second term. He also presided over the country during Hurricane Sandy and the fiscal cliff negotiations. Yada, 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 yada. But yeah, I mean, I think there was more people that probably could have gotten it, but, you know.
So, also, as you all know, we moved into our house this year.
No.
We didn't.
I'm just playing the background.
Okay, all right. Moved into our house this year in March, and we wanted an ornament to commemorate that.
Right.
Why do people not make new home ornaments, like, in abundance? We found a lot of ugly ones.
We did.
And we found a lot of expensive ones.
We did.
And we finally, after days and days of searching, which is stupid, it should not take that long.
Right.
Even with Amazon, it took a while. We found one, and it is gorgeous. It has a key, and it has a little heart on it. It's pretty awesome. So we got that. And I couldn't find good ornaments. Like, when I was a kid, they used to make great ornaments and all kinds of different characters, and all, and now they're all crappy. But we got ornaments for us too.
We did.
So yeah.
Yep.
So, and we got a thank you gift. Thank you gift.
Yeah. So I just wanted
thank you.
Here, let me do this again, because, man,
what'd you do?
My hands are all nervous and stuff like that. Here we go. There we go. I need to use the bigger thing for my volume, and then the smaller one.
I don't even know what you mean by that, but okay.
I want to say a special thank you to Jeppy for an awesome gift that he gave Renee and I.
Man. Do we say a gift? Is it rude to say what you get? I don't even know.
I don't think so. I mean.
Well, Jeppy gave us the Jade Panther.
Yep. You got a Jade Panther, and I got a Sapphire Panther.
Freaking love the Panther.
Yep.
Freaking awesome.
Thank you so much.
And our wonderful friend Strumpet, she found a shade of lipstick that I like, which is rare.
Right.
Because most of the time it's too heavy, but I love this. And wonderful mascara that she knows I love. So she is one of my favorite people. Hugs to you. So, yeah.
And I also want to say thank you to Strumpet, too, because she is one of my favorite photographers of all time.
Ah.
And I'm not just saying that. I'm being serious. I enjoy her pictures. I enjoy her style. I enjoy, you know, as she's learning more, you know, and taking more classes and doing stuff. I really enjoy her style. And, like, right now, all my computers have a background of pictures that she's done.
She's amazing pictures.
And so she gave me a canvas of one of my favorite pictures she done, which is a sequoia root in the sequoia tree. Sorry. that was in what's the tall redwood, the big tall trees in California.
Redwood Forest.
So I have to say thank you to her for that. It's hanging up on the wall and just absolutely love it.
And Jay gave me awesome socks. They're Aperture Science socks.
Yep.
They're portal socks that look like kind of shells, boots. Freaking great.
Yep. And I just wanted to say one of my favorite gifts that I got this Christmas was the Firefly model Ship Serenity that Renee got me.
You were surprised.
I was surprised.
Which was great.
And it was one of my favorite gifts. And people were like, but you got an iPad mini. And I did. And it was cool. But the Firefly
was
great. It was awesome.
So, yeah. So, we reached the end of our show.
Renee didn't like any of my kids.
No, I did. I like the socks.
No.
I love the socks.
I like my Firefly model. I like my socks.
I love my Thor bobblehead a lot. It looks just like Chris Hemsworth. It's awesome. So if you want to tell us what you got for Christmas or the holiday.
Oh, and what was your favorite gift?
Oh, did I have a favorite? I don't even know what my favorite, but I said my favorite was before.
I can't remember.
I don't know. I don't think I have a favorite.
No, I'm talking about, and I'm telling our listeners, tell us what your favorite gift was.
You're asking me again.
Or if you want to come in on the show, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is Valentine Cast. You can also call us at, where can they call us, babe?
If they want to call us, you can call us at 415-758 75VCast. That is 415-758-2278. And if you want to see video of our podcast and other videos, you can find us at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
So, thank you for listening.
Last show of 2012.
So, get your party on. Be safe.
Party hardy.
And also, apologies for kind of being off the ball a little bit tonight. You had to get back,
into the
swing. Had to get back into the saddle and everything. We're looking forward to it. And just want to say, I don't know if we did say it, but we did send in a submission to Control Alt Wow.
Yes, we did. And Aprilian said she teared up and said thank you.
All right. And just want to say congratulations to them for 300 plus episodes.
Congratulations, guys.
Yep. So, anyway, we'll talk to you guys later and see you in 2013.
Mwah. Love you guys.